balancing your inner and outer self. If you really want to succeed with the law of attraction, then it is very important that you strike a balance between your inner and outer self. This may be a new concept to you, so we will explain it further. Your inner self. What is your inner self? It is basically your consciousness. This is all about your thoughts and the way that you behave in response to those thoughts. When you get this right, the law of attraction starts to work for you. If you want to manifest your desires with the law of attraction, it all starts with how you think. All of your thoughts come from your consciousness or your inner self, and we have discussed the way that you think in some detail in this guide. Your outer self. This is all about the action that you take or the way that you act. You have a specific thought generated from your inner self, so how do you act on this and implement that thought? To make the law of attraction work for you, then there needs to be a good balance between your thoughts and your actions. Getting the balance right. So what does all of this mean? Well, if you want the law of attraction to really work for you, then you need to follow this very simple concept. Put your thoughts into action. When you think about what you desire in life, this must be supported by related action. Here's an example of what a lot of people do. They sit and think about making a specific income for the next 12 months. This is great as you are sending high levels of energy and strong positive vibrations to the universe. The universe responds to these thoughts by making an alignment change so that this can happen for you. But then it is expecting you to take some action towards this desire. If you don't take any action, then you will not manifest your desire. To have the correct balance between your inner and outer self, you need to immediately follow up on your thought with action. This can be something small, such as writing down the things that you are going to do today to manifest your desire. Be sure to make a start on these things. Once you start to take action on your thought, then you will emit even more positive energy to the universe. This signals to the universe that it must move you closer to manifesting what you desire. So the message here is clear. You need to take action on your thoughts. Most people only use their inner self to create thoughts and beliefs. They will say that they want something to happen over and over again, but they don't balance with their outer self to take any action. The law of attraction will align itself to manifest a desire for you when you send the right signals to it through your thoughts. But it cannot force you to take action. That is down to you. It is the reason why hoping never works. You can utilize the law of attraction to make you more confident and more certain that you will be able to influence things and people around you to manifest your desires. But in order for that to happen, you will need to take the appropriate action. In the next video, we will explain why the law of attraction does not work for everyone.